I am Plata on the Line in Vancouver, British Columbia, at thecommentary.ca. Joshua Bemis joins me now. The inaugural performance of Ballet Vancouver, the city's first professional ballet company, is at the Vancouver Playhouse the 23rd to the 25th of April. I'll ask Mr. Bemis about After the Rain and Other Works, which features the Vancouver premiere of Christopher Wheeldon's After the Rain, a work commissioned by New York City Ballet and beloved by companies around the world. I'll get Joshua to tell us about Ballet Vancouver and the vision they all have for creating a home for the classical art form so that many artists that have long come from Vancouver need not leave for other companies around the world. The performances will also feature a world premiere co-created by Mr. Bemis and Gikstan Indigenous fashion designer Yolanda Skelton, with a score by Cree composer Chris Derrickson. Visit balletvancouver.com for tickets and information. We taped this interview 2 weeks ago with Joshua joining me from here in Vancouver. Please welcome to the Plante Online program, Joshua Bemis. Mr. Bemis, good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Doing pretty well.
Did you grow up in Vancouver?
I actually grew up in Kelowna, so not far, and then I moved to Vancouver when I was 17.
And after that, I guess, did you move east to New York?
I founded a company called Joshua Bemis, moved the company in Vancouver when I was 17, and so I was based here exclusively leading that organization for 7 years, and then I moved to New York for a little while, and to London for a little while. Then I rebased myself back in Vancouver fully. I was divided between Vancouver and New York for a little bit, and then I was fully back in Vancouver since the pandemic.
What is it? What's the draw? Because you have lived elsewhere and you've been able to pursue your career elsewhere. What was the draw to bring you back to Vancouver, say?
I mean, I'm from here. That's a big thing. I mean, I'm from BC, and I have a lot of close friendships and working relationships here. And I've just always felt compelled to come to be here and to invest in youth and to present work for the community here. And in terms of Ballet Vancouver, there was really an opportunity to revitalize public access to professional classical and neoclassical ballet. Mm-hmm. We just haven't had that for a very long time here. So it felt like I could make the greatest impact here relative to some of the other places where I was living.
So, you know, dance, ballet in particular, might be challenging for audiences in this part of the world, but you've taken on this challenge in terms of found this company. Are you optimistic that people will not just be interested in dance, but will want to go see ballet, say, in terms of the cultural and other choices that we might have in a city like Vancouver?
Yeah, it's interesting that you say that. I never view dance as challenging for audiences. I mean, many performances here in dance are sold out all the time. Mm. We have a very well-developed dance audience, and you can point to a number of other successful dance organizations and presenters here, which illustrates the great work that has already been happening. So I think maybe some things in Vancouver are obviously not on the scale of what they would be in New York or London or even Toronto, but relative to our population, I actually think we do have a pretty enthusiastic and large audience for dance. And I think ballet is actually very accessible. Like, in terms of the styles of dance, ballet offers virtuosity in terms of jumps and turns and partnering and lifts. It offers narrative stories. So these are, I think, yeah, ballet is definitely a form that the public is more inclined to engage with en masse, I would say, than maybe some more experimental art forms.
And it's athletic, and so that could be another draw for say, young people as well, right?
Yeah.
What was that?
All people. I think all people are drawn to the athleticism of dance.
Yeah.
Either when you're young, you want to do it yourself, and maybe as you're aging, you still want to be able to engage with seeing what was possible in your body and what's possible for the next generation.
Yeah. In terms of Ballet Vancouver and founding this company. Do you look forward to what it might look like, say, 5-10 years down the line? What would you like to see ideally in terms of the growth of this company and its part in the community?
It's already growing and moving so fast. We have our first performances in April, April 23rd to 25th, and then we move straight into our 26-20 season, where right away we're growing into 3 different programs over the course of that year. In addition to touring that will be happening soon, and so I think we are limited, of course, in the size of the venue at Vancouver Playhouse. We have less than 700 seats there. And so I think as the company develops in 5-10 years, either we'll have longer performance seasons, more presentations per program, mm-hmm. or we'll look to move into a bigger venue is something that could happen in that time. I also think right now we have around 8 or 9 consistent dancers who will be in everything, supplemented with around another 7 or 8 who will come in for each show. And so I look forward to what I think will even be about 1.5 years from now, where we have that solid group of people who are always here is maybe like 12. And then there's a couple guest performers who are added, and by the next season, the solid group who are here are probably 16 people, and they're always here, and it's their full-time jobs to be in Ballet Vancouver.
Yeah.
That's an exciting prospect. And then just in terms of programming, I'm excited for the different communities that the company will be able to engage with and represent, and to really root the company in this place, and reflecting the various communities that make up the mosaic of the culture here. So I think that we have that opportunity with multiple programs to be able to really invite a number of different voices to present their work.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about working with the fashion designer Yolanda Skelton and the composer Chris Dirksen. What has that process been like? And that's just an exciting thing to think about in terms of the collaboration that could happen with their respective works, the media that they work in, I should say, and ballet itself.
Yeah, I think what's really interesting is that both Chris and Yolanda are working with Indigenous perspectives within kind of like Western forms. So in terms of the fashion, the style of fashion that Yolanda is working with, a lot of it is influenced by European fashion, and a lot of Chris's composition is influenced by classical music. And so then they find a way of integrating their own culture, their mm-hmm. own perspective into those forms. And I feel like for me, that's what I've always done with ballet, is I'm always approaching ballet with my own movement codes and pathways and the information that has shaped me, independent from what is standard to the form. And so I think because of that, there's kind of an alignment amongst the three of us artistically, in that we're all working with something kind of traditional or classical, but in our own way. And then in terms of being able to create a platform for ballet to share Indigenous stories and symbology with responsibility and care has been very important to me, and also has been just really wonderful as a creative venture. It's really exciting and eye-opening, and I feel like our whole team have really learned a lot about themselves through the process.
Yeah, that's the exciting part, isn't it? I mean, you're looking ahead, and just the possibility of what could be created by these collaborations, and
exactly.
What it would mean for this community, right?
Yeah, one thing that I've said a lot, but I'm very interested in what is the ballet that can only be made here.
Mm.
What is specific to Vancouver? And if we're going to form a new ballet company here and we're going to bring back traditions, how are they engaging with place, with these lands, with Indigenous values, with that, in a way that reflects the culture of the various types of settlers who form the community that we all live in here? I think it's a really exciting proposition.
So you mentioned After the Rain and Other Works. That's the 23rd to the 25th at the Playhouse. Christopher yeah. Wheeldon's After the Rain, this will be its Vancouver premiere. Is that correct?
Yes. I believe it's the first time any Christopher Wheeldon piece is coming to Vancouver.
Oh, really?
Which is wild, yeah. Genuinely wild, because he's one of the most performed choreographers in ballet. But this is definitely the premiere of After the Rain. And even this, After the Rain is in two parts, and the Pas de Deux is quite famous and performed worldwide all the time. But the first movement with the six dancers is not very widely performed anymore because the ballet is about 20 years old. Mm-hmm. And so I'm really excited to bring back this piece that is kind of actually a bit lesser known within this very famous repertoire of choreography that he has. It's very exciting.
Yeah, and so how many performers do that piece, say?
Six people,
yeah.
Three couples, and then one of the couples also does the duet in the second half.
And in terms of introducing this to Vancouver audiences especially, you know, you mentioned that this will be, you know, that it's wild that his work hasn't come here before. It must be exciting to think that someone will go to the Playhouse on one of these nights and not know what to expect and then just, you know, realize what they're seeing and how that'll inspire them, say, right?
Yeah, I really think that's going to happen. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off there. Mm. I think because most people in Vancouver have probably their only experience of seeing ballet on point is probably the Nutcracker.
Oh.
And so it's going to be very interesting for them to suddenly have access to this whole catalog or canon of works that make up what ballet is. And it's such a multifaceted form, full of works that are more abstract and full of stories. And I think it will be a very thrilling moment for Vancouver to be able to realize, oh, there's so much more I'm going to be able to see now. I love the Nutcracker, and now I get to see all of these other things and learn so much more about what ballet is beyond that.
Joshua, do you think about the idea that somebody will get dragged up to this event, a young person especially, and the idea that a performance could change your life, and they'll think, oh, I want to do that, say. I want to dance. I want to do ballet. Do you ever think about that when you're putting on a show like After the Rain and Other Works?
All the time. I mean, all the time we're aware that we have the potential to change people's lives from coming to see a performance. You never know how a particular piece is going to communicate to someone or what it's going to activate within them, how it's going to inspire young people, how it's going to inspire someone to start exercising more, or like you never really know how people are going to respond or whether it just brings joy to someone in a moment where they really need that. I think the arts are so transformative, and there's really nothing like live performance. And because dance is the language of the body, it's able to cross a number of cultures, and it offers a type of accessibility that is more challenging to find in verbal language, because then you have to understand what the words mean. Dance so often allows us to just experience what we see in it. It's less literal. So I do think about that, and that's what compels me to keep staying in this form and investing in producing work.
And the opportunities for people for young people especially to pursue dance in Vancouver, I mean, those are there, aren't they? And I'm sure Ballet Vancouver will be a part of that in the future, right?
Yeah. What's wonderful about Vancouver is that we have some really incredible training institutions, some of the best in the world. And we have excellent contemporary dance professional opportunities. But in terms of classical ballet, we produce some of the world's best classical ballet dancers, and then they have to move away to be able to have careers. And so now with Ballet Vancouver, we will be a place where dancers from here who really want to be dancing on point and doing ballet as we traditionally know it. Now there's a place where some of those dancers will be able to stay here, or will they will be able to come back and guest perform, and their families and their friends and their community can share in their success.
Yeah, that's a great thing to think about. What do you remember when it was for you that you got interested in dance and in ballet? I mean, was that at a young age, say?
Yeah, my mother is a ballet teacher, and she's an examiner for the Royal Academy of Dance. And so she put me in dance when I was 2 years old. And she gave me lots of opportunities to quit if I wanted to, so I was never forced into it. But I've never known what life is without it because I was born into it.
Now, at 2 years old, could she see or that you had an aptitude for it, say?
Definitely. I mean, I was always creating things. I was always directing plays and creating dances. And by the time I was five, I was performing improvised solos on stage. And I had clear ideas about everything I wanted to choreograph and make. If any kids came over to my house when I was a child, they were in a dance or a theater production. So I think my mom very clearly knew early on that this was my path, and she was very supportive of making that possible for me.
Well, long may it continue. It's been a pleasure speaking to you today, Joshua, and all the best with After the Rain and Other Works and the future of Ballet Vancouver. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thank you. It was great to speak with you.
The website for tickets and information is at balletvancouver.com. After the Rain and Other Works, the inaugural performance of Ballet Vancouver is at the Vancouver Playhouse, the 23rd to the 25th of April. The artistic director of Ballet Vancouver, Joshua Beamish, joined me on the line from here in Vancouver. I'm Joseph Planta.